AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Florida, Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to 17 counts of murder for the 2018 shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. The judge pointed out the sentencing options as a result of this plea.
Either life in prison or the death penalty. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Jury selection in the penalty phase is expected to start in January. In court, Cruz says he has to live with what he did every day.
I'm trying my best to maintain my composure, and I just want you to know I'm really sorry. And I hope you give me a chance to try to help others.
Former Broward County Attorney Mike Satz recounted the details of the murders.
Gina Montaldo, 14 years old, who was sitting in the hallway in front of classroom 1215, was shot four times and died of her wounds. Martin Duque Aquiano, 14 years old, was shot eight times.
Several parents shook their heads as Cruz apologized. He had been expelled from Stoneman Douglas a year earlier after a history of threatening, frightening, unusual, and sometimes violent behavior that dated back to preschool. The White House says kids ages 5 to 11 will soon be able to get a coronavirus shot at their pediatrician's office, local pharmacy, and potentially even at their school. Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says they are ready.
We've already enrolled more than 25,000 pediatricians, family doctors, and other primary care providers to administer vaccines.
An arbitrator says the only Michigan official fired in the Flint water disaster likely was a public scapegoat who lost her job because of politics. The ruling means Leanne Schechter-Smith will get back pay and other compensation. Efforts to win the return of 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group and a local driver stretched for a fourth day in Haiti, with a violent gang demanding $1 million ransom per person. This is AP News. No cause was announced. Songwriter Leslie Brickus has died. He was 90. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Who can take a sunrise?
Leslie Brickus wrote for stage and screen, but his songs often became pop. He wrote the score for the 1971 film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which featured the Candyman and Pure Imagination.
Goldfinger.
Brickus wrote lyrics for John Barry's music for the Bond theme songs Goldfinger and You Only Live Twice.
A man who walks with the animals.
Brickus won an Oscar for writing Talk to the Animals from Dr. Doolittle.
And I'm feeling good.
And he wrote Nina Simone's signature song, Feeling Good. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The NFL is spending more than $6 million to help expand programs to prevent or treat problem gambling across the country. The American Gaming Association says more than 45 million Americans say they plan to bet on NFL games this year. A league executive says sports betting is supposed to be fun and wagering should be done responsibly. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.